Hello, everyone. Welcome into the Believe in Ole Miss podcast, a part of the Believe Network, also in partnership with the Talk of Champions, along with Ben Garrett and I. We appreciate all of you that join us for the Talk of Champions. Today, we'll be talking with Javon Patterson. Javon, of course, is the associate director of former student athletes at Ole Miss. He was a four-year starter at Ole Miss, an incredible player, currently on campus now and does a phenomenal job. He's a conduit between former players and getting them involved in the program, something that was not where it needed to be 4 years ago. But under the direction of Keith Carter and so many others, Denson Hollis of the Foundation, Javon Patterson is a huge component of success for Ole Miss athletics. Drafted in 2019, drafted by the Colts, played for the Giants, the Braves, the Broncos. We'll have a great conversation here in just a moment with Javon Patterson. Couldn't do what we do without all of you listening, subscribing, and downloading the podcast, whether it be by Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. We encourage you to hit that like button and subscribe. Thank you for all that you do. It's been a fun ride with the Believe family. Couldn't do what we do also without our friends at FanDuel at FanDuel.com, your go-to spot. Right now, FanDuel sports betting wide open. Why not? Because the women's and the men's NCAA basketball tournament is going on. Also, you got the Masters coming up, and then before long, Major League Baseball will be wide open. The NBA playoffs will be right around the corner. NBA going on the regular season right now. A great opportunity to join FanDuel at FanDuel.com. Proud sponsor here on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast and Believe Network. Couldn't do what we do without our friends at T. White's and Tyler White. Thanks, Tyler. Drove through Florida, Mississippi the other day coming home from Louisiana. Great location there in Florida. Just go to twhites.com. I'll give them a call today. Tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. They'll take care of any type of custom need that you have, T-shirts and so many other items, twhites.com. Now, here's Javon Patterson. Here. Once again, Believe in Ole Miss podcast. Of course, that's part of the Believe Network. Also partnering with our friends at the Talk of Champions with Ben Garrett. And excited today, we've got someone that I wanted to have on the show for quite some time, Javon Patterson. He is, of course, the associate director for former student athletes. We'll get into his role at Ole Miss. But if you come to any Ole Miss event and you haven't seen him, well, you're not looking, because he's everywhere when it comes to Ole Miss athletics. We want to tell you before we begin today, thankful for our friends at FanDuel. FanDuel.com, tell them you heard about it on the Believe in Ole Miss podcast. Right now is a perfect opportunity for you to get in and play college sports. Into NCAA March Madness is wide open. FanDuel is your stop today at FanDuel.com. Javon, thanks very much for jumping on. This has been something I've wanted to do for quite some time. Hope you're doing well.
Man, Brad, it's an honor to be on, man. I appreciate it and appreciate what all you do for us.
You know, I've seen you at some of the highest points of my life, and then quite frankly, a couple of the lowest. It's always on the sideline at the end of the game, and when we're usually chewing whatever fingernails we have left off, whether it be a positive or a negative experience. It's been a heck of a run on the gridiron the last couple of years. I know you've really enjoyed your opportunity to be a part of the program.
Mm-hmm. No, it's been great, man. You know, just being a former player here and from the state of Mississippi, you know, from Petal, Mississippi, and seeing how far the program has been. I mean, we didn't always see the light, but, you know, what the coaching staff has done over the last couple of years has been tremendous. And it's really shedding light and, you know, starting to see the work that everybody paved to put in. And it's just really good to see. You know, shout out to Keith Carter for just the vision that he had, and just tremendous input from the Rebel Nation putting into the programs. It really means a lot. And, you know, the players are excited. The community is excited. I mean, what more about, you know, the SIP, you know, everybody loves the SIP and coming to the SIP, man. So it's been a great, great feature.
You know, I was looking through, and I remember you coming out of Petal High School, four-star product, and, you know, you played a lot at Ole Miss. Played
your freshman. Five-star on some.
I apologize. Five-star on some. I just saw that you were a four-star on 24/7 back in the day.
No.
And, but yeah, no, very, very highly touted player. And why did you choose Ole Miss? You remember that recruiting process?
Yeah, I remember it great, man. You know, shout out to Matt Luke, great, great, great coach of mine and great friend of mine as well. Just during that process, man, you know, coming out of Petal, you know, being one of the top guys in the state, could go anywhere you wanted to go. It was between Ole Miss and Auburn. You know, shout out to Coach Malzahn as well, who just retired. But, you know, Ole Miss just won me. And I tell recruits this all the time, man, walk around without the coaches. Walk around Oxford. Walk around the square. It's just no better feeling than Oxford, Mississippi, man. It truly speaks for itself, the brand itself, you know, being a national brand. But just that to be able to come here and play here and have a chance to play as a freshman as well, and it just meant a lot and it won me over.
Playing from 15 to 18, you had a lot of big games. Are there anything that kind of jumps out at you? Some big games that you had? I know you blocked for some really good running
Yeah.
backs while you were on campus.
No doubt, man. I go back to that freshman year, man. The time we had with Chad Kelly and that duo, that trio we had with the first round picks, and Laramie Tunsil being a staple for me as I started as a freshman. But going to that Alabama game, in Tuscaloosa, playing against that team, man, it was great. But to see that win, then go to the Sugar Bowl and get those wins, it was truly amazing.
You had obviously you saw good times while you were on campus, but obviously you had some adversity, later in the career. Didn't you know had some tough losses. What do you remember about some of those losses, and what did you kind of learn from those and kind of grow from those?
Man, the game itself and sports in general, it just teaches you a lot. Just some life skills, but also adversity. And through those times, we had some tough times, coaching changes, some hard losses, but some talented players. But through that, we just learn how to come together, know that you come together, be with your brotherhood, unity, things like that, man. And just know, there's a future and light ahead in that path.
Your role now, you have, it seems to me like it would be really enjoyable. Every time I see you, you kind of got a smile on your face. I know your
No
family's with you a lot, your kids are with you a
doubt.
lot, but having an opportunity to reach out to former student athletes, and Javon, I know you know this, but about 10 years ago, the program wasn't where it needed to be from a former student athlete relationship standpoint. And you've been a great conduit. And I think a lot of credit goes to Keith Carter. You talked about Keith a moment ago about how he understood a need. Kind of walk us through the process of you coming into this role and how it's kind of grown from there.
Like I said, shout out to Keith Carter, but also Jen Saxon, who was a big mentor of mine, going through school, was a SAC leader and stuff like that. So was able to get drafted, go play in the league for a while. But then at time had some, adversity again and was able to come back and come in at Ole Miss. And Keith's vision for, former student athletes just, needed kind of a point person. And it's been a bunch of coaching turnovers and stuff like that. And so with that, was able to come in. I don't know everybody. I don't know everybody in the past, and I try to do my best of doing that and being knowledgeable of the game. So lean on everybody to just, connect me with everybody and see that. But just to see the passion, they started some stuff before, the Letterman's Lounge that we do, bring the player back. They started that before me. But just as we go into the each season, man, and just hear the stories of people coming back and just knowing what we have for them and what we can access, and just know they're not alone. In their life after football. So it's just been great to see that rewarding feeling of people coming back, bringing their families back for the first time. Ole Miss Athletics and M Club, we partner with an event, Recent Revs, that we do every year. And we have about probably 300 to 400 former student athletes across all sports that come back on big weekends. It's just tremendous to see that everybody get to come back, show photos, and reminisce on the good times, because right now we're in a heck of a time, and it's good to see. But it's just through that process, bringing it back and seeing that, man, it's been really, really special to be back in that space. And as you see, Ole Miss is family. You see Dante Moncrief back. You see Terrence Metcalf on the sidelines. You see DK around the facility. Just different things like that, man. Just people enjoy being back in Oxford, and you want that. You want that around your recruits. You want that to know that, we go on Twitter and everybody talk about home is home, but it's truly, we truly preach that. No matter the staff, home is home, and you come back to Oxford because it's always home.
If there's a former student athlete, regardless of whatever sport, and they're watching the show today, what's their best way to get in touch with you so they can start receiving information about maybe coming back to campus and that sort of thing?
Right. The best way to do it, Jessica Lynch does a great, great job with the
Yeah,
M
she
Club,
does.
right? To reach out to them and sign up for the M Club and be able to receive emails and stuff that different events are going on. But also, my information's on gifttoathletics.com, my email. So just reach out to us the best way we can. We can connect you back with anybody in the department, the city. If you got any ideas, development, anything that you want to do, y'all just reach out to us and we'll be glad to put you in the right direction.
If you listen to Talk of Champions, chances are you're already the person in the group chat arguing about matchups, statistics, and who's going to have a big game. That's one reason I've enjoyed Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy lets you take those options and build pick'em entries around the players and teams you're already following. Whether it's football season, basketball season, or baseball season, I find myself checking projections, looking at matchups, and seeing how my picks stack up throughout the night. It's simple, it's fun, and it gives you another reason to stay locked into the games you're already watching. Lately, I've been spending some time digging through player projections and building entries around matchups I feel strongly about. If you're already following sports every day, it's a fun way to put that knowledge to the test. And right now, Underdog Fantasy has its Steal the Pot promotion going on. There's $1 million sitting in the pot for players who correctly identify the steals leader in the NBA Finals. The more final games you back that player, the bigger your potential share. So download the Underdog Fantasy app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Again, that's promo code CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. It's Underdog Fantasy. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. Or 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP, 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXTSTEP to 53342. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Ole Miss fans, look, I know, we're all locked in on the Rebels. Spring football just ended, the portal, recruiting, all of that. But when the NBA playoffs hit, I've got a game on somewhere. And the best way to get in on all the action is by playing on Underdog Fantasy. In my experience, it works because it doesn't take a ton of time. You just pick higher or lower on stats, and you're in. I usually keep it simple. Star guys. LeBron James, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic. Whoever's on. No overthinking it. No spreadsheets. Just something to make the games a little more interesting. While I'm half watching, half working, I'll throw together a couple of picks while I'm also refreshing recruiting updates, just like the rest of y'all. So join me. Download the Underdog app today and use my promo code CHAMPIONS for Talk of Champions. CHAMPIONS to score $50 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's Underdog Fantasy, promo code CHAMPIONS. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 plus in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. Or 1-800-GAMBLER, or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP, 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXT-STEP to 53342. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
We talk a lot about Keith Carter, and I've had it, obviously he's been on the show here, and we talk anytime I ask any information, Keith is always great. Catherine Thornton, his assistant, is always great to help us. What has he meant to the athletic department since he's taken over the job?
Man, you know, when I was going through as a student and I saw Keith around, didn't really know what he did, but, you know, because I knew Ross and what he did, and, you know, to see that after I left and to see Keith get that, man, what he's done in the athletic department, and now being on this side of things and not as a student athlete, you know, being on both sides, but being on the administration side, it's been tremendous. Just what he's done, his vision, how he's not afraid of anything, and, you know, just go be aggressive, building the coaching staff that he's done. I mean, it's a championship mindset, and we're close. We're real close in a bunch of areas. As you can see, you know, most of our teams are in postseason play over the last couple of years. So to see that, you know, it's just contagious. The energy is very contagious around Ole Miss Athletics. And it starts from him, you know, being an athlete here and, you know, alma mater and stuff like that, and how he was at basketball and filling over into this role. So he means a lot to the athletic department. Just very, very special friend of mine, but also the big boss, and just what he does. He leads by example, and it's very good to see.
I want to go back to that 2019 draft when you were drafted.
Yeah.
Drafted by the Colts and would have a stand with the Giants, the Browns, the Broncos. The NFL experience is different for everybody, Javon. Mm-hmm. But what did you draw positively from your experience in the National Football League?
Man, just that special you can never take for granted. You know, going out there yesterday to see the pro day guys get to experience that experience and, you know, show out and get a chance to be in front of scouts, you just never forget that experience, man. Getting drafted, getting called by Chris Ballard and the Colts. I still, you know, I went 8-1 in the Colts scouts the other night, man. It's just that relationship that you build with them. You do things the right way, people take care. I tell people that all the time. That experience was awesome. You know, I got a chance to play with the Browns. I got injured early in my career, got tore my ACL my rookie year. But with my time with the Browns, got a chance to play a little bit. Best time of my life. You know, meeting guys like T.Y. Hilton, Odell Beckham, you know, Nick Chubb, you know, playing with some of the guys. And, you know, I remember sitting through my time with Andrew Luck. You know, he was just about to retire. And just Adam Vinatieri just got to the Hall of Fame. I was injured with those guys, and going through that time, they're just normal guys, man. It's just really cool to see, you know, that they bought me in. And I tweeted last night at T.Y. Hilton, man, just they took me under their wings. It's just really cool to see that, man. So the lessons learned throughout that game, you know, maybe didn't play as much as I wanted, but the lessons learned throughout that game was very tremendous and valuable.
You know, I was pregame, we usually run into each other during football season a lot, and other sports too, but football is where, you know, the intensity is very high and that sort of thing. But I always see you kind of walking through the M Club, and it's not like you'll pick and choose. I mean, every single person you speak to, and I know that's kind of part of your job, but it almost, you could just feel Ole Miss coming out of you when you're talking to these M Club members and just fans in general. What does it mean to you to be able to wear that Ole Miss like you've got on today every single day? And not just as a fan, but someone is an incredible representative for the university.
Man, it means a lot. You know, just to be able to walk through the city and, you know, people talk to you and, you know, be able to come back and go on the sidelines and just people to have the experience, man. You know, at Ole Miss Athletic Foundation, we have a tremendous job, and Denson Hollis being our CEO and, you know, having good years of fundraising, stuff like that, and what we do for the donors. And, you know, we have, you know, giving tours and stuff like that to them and experiences that they do just because of what they give to us. But just the experience that people get, it's truly amazing to see. You know, you don't take for granted the kid going through the Manning Center, getting to see his first time. You know, he may get a chance to run it at Trinidad or, you know, see the facility. And people don't get to do that all the time. We see that stuff every day. So it's really eye-opening, and don't take that for granted, you know, for them to see that experience of going through that. So, you know, when you see that, going to speak to them and doing that type of stuff, being on the sidelines, you know, it's just a great feeling for, you know, people to have their kids down there and for the first time.
You know, fundraising, the Vault Society, all of that is available. Just Googling the Ole Miss Athletic Foundation under the leadership of Denson Hollis has been just skyrocketed. You know, Denson's done a really good job. Fundraising, another aspect of your job, obviously a conduit between former student athletes trying to get many to join the Vault Society. How did you learn about the fundraising arm of things and about trying to raise money and that sort of thing? How's your life been with that?
Man, it's been great. You know, shout out to Fowler Staines as well, who was here before I started, and Denson Hollis got into this role. And it just gradually grew into fundraising. You know, Denson took me under his wings, and along with former student athlete, you know, bringing them back, we just don't ask you for money. We want you back for the experience, and that leads to giving sometimes.
Yeah.
And just what he does and how he, you know, very intentional and authentic about everything he do with the donor base, and just what he's taught me, it's been great. And you can see that within our office, man. We got a tremendous staff between us and the annual fund, you know, and people really take pride in that. We take pride in it as well. But just that is just created in great opportunities for OMAP and great opportunity for the student athletes.
You know, obviously we see each other at football a lot, and obviously it means women's basketball too. What are some sports outside of football that you've enjoyed just watching and getting to know some of those student athletes that have gone on in other sports? Yes. What are some other sports if you've enjoyed?
Man, I really enjoy softball. What Jamie has done at that program since she's been here, you know, becoming the Ole Miss winningest coach, it's been great. Her staff is awesome, but to see that run they had last year and to go into it now and see what they're doing, it's very cool to see. I mean, also baseball. You see it baseball too. Been a fan for that for a very long time. And Coach B, he's the GOAT around there, so that is very good. But, you know, get a chance to stop in the track sometime, volleyball sometime, take my daughters over there and things like that, man. But it's been cool to see those guys grow and guys and girls grow.
You know, I know you're a really big family guy. I know that because I've seen your family with you more times than not at Ole Miss events. You talked about your daughters. I know your entire crew. How important is it to raise your family in an environment like Ole Miss, a place that, you know, quite frankly, Javon has gotten a bad rap over the years, but it's nothing like people talk about. You know, we're in Oxford, folks at Ole Miss. It's a really family-friendly environment. I know that you've enjoyed having your family there in Oxford for all these years.
Man, no doubt. So, you know, a lot of people know my wife was a cheerleader here at Ole Miss. So that's how we met. It'll be 5 years this weekend, actually. But had our daughters here, and man, it's just been great. You know, like you said, people give a bad rep, but like Coach Joe said to Stephen A. Smith, yeah, come to Oxford and we'll show you a good time, man. And, you know, once recruits and once people come here and they see it for themselves, they see it. They see the family. Like I told you earlier in this podcast, you know, take out coaching, take out everything. Go walk around the city. Go walk around a random store. Now you'll feel the camaraderie. You'll feel the community. You know, that hotty-totty feeling when you, just not in Oxford, but when you leave here and go to different cities, you feel it. And it's a national brand. And I hope people truly understand that because, you know, we're here and we're here to stay.
You know, one final thing for you, Javon. You wore the helmet for 4 years, and it's only 4 years. That's a short part of somebody's life. But I'd love to know, when that team runs out of the tunnel and you kind of get that feeling in the back of your neck just a little bit, you kind of like to want to put that helmet on one more time?
Man, people ask that question all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I would because I get out there and work out with the guys. But honestly, nah, I'll leave it to the young guys. Man, I enjoyed my time while I did it. But go back to that Loud Stadium, third and long, that's a different feeling. You gotta be in the mode for that. But man, I get juiced up seeing those guys go to work every day, and it's an excited feeling.
You know, you've come a long way since playing football and being drafted and playing the National Football League. Now you're back at Ole Miss. What's your future look like? I know you've got a great job now, but kind of down the road, what are you kind of looking at for your life?
Man, honestly, I've been blessed, Brad. You know, I tweet every day being blessed and Lord, thank you and stuff like that, man. And being at Ole Miss is truly a dream job of mine. I got a passion for helping people, and a big passion for helping the kids along the way that's coming this way. So, whatever God has in store for me, I know his story's already written. So, you know, whatever that is, and keep it Ole Miss and keep the trajectory riding up.
He's Javon Patterson, currently the associate director of former student athletes at Ole Miss, and does a phenomenal job. Been wanting to get him on the show for quite some time. Glad we were able to work it out. Javon, thank you very much for joining us today.
Man, appreciate it, Brad.
Look forward to seeing you at an Ole Miss event soon.
Yes, sir.